In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we begin the magnificent tale of what goes around comes around. This indeed is both karma and an unflinching spiritual principle based on supernatural law, which comes from the mouth of God. Be very careful with your words and deeds, because you will indeed get, eventually, what you give immediately. Joseph in the first reading was the favorite son of Israel, but the sibling rivalry and jealousy of his older brothers led him to almost being killed by them. But with divine intervention, a good angel whispering into the ear of one of them, he was sold to a bunch of Ishmaelites who just happened to be passing by. It reflected the 30 pieces of silver that Judas sold Jesus for. But stay tuned to this story. At a later date, Joseph turned the tables. And, wait and see what happens. Jesus, in the Gospel passage, tells us that even the most beloved Son of all, Jesus, Son of God and Son of Man, would be killed. The stone rejected would become the cornerstone, but not until he was murdered by the very people he came to save and who consented to go through with it. The bottom line here is this. The fruit that God intends to produce for the good of others will indeed be produced, but woe to those who try to trip up the plan of God. Theirs will be a sorry lot, a sorry tale. Or will it? Stay tuned to find out more. Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life.